having to lose some gym last night. I'm very upset about this. Actually, I'm not too worried because I'm going to take a nap later today. I have it scheduled. As long as the children are cool with it as well. They're easy to reason with, right? Babies always listen to your advice about when they should sleep, so it'll be fine. Either way, I had a couple of dreams. Most of my dreams, for some reason, revolved around one thing, and I have no idea why. Because I haven't really thought of this thing in a long time. So, I was running late when I woke up in my dream. I don't remember if I woke up in my dream or if I was just wandering around my house. But I was just like running around the circles. I'm like, oh, I need to get to my work. And then I saw it and I didn't care anymore about anything. And it was a hot air balloon. And so I just get in there and I take off. And I've been in a hot air balloon a few times, so I have a general idea of how they work. And a lot of people ask sometimes, like, how realistic is it doing something that you don't know how to do? And I've done a few things that I don't know how to do in dreams, and then done them in life. And usually they're really, really similar. Like, it's kind of crazy how similar they are. And if there's things that you're missing, like, it'll just function without them. But this was, like, I pretty much know how to drive one. I'm sure that I would wreck one if I actually had one, because I know how to drive one. It doesn't mean that I can, because I've never practiced or anything. I've been in two of them before, so I have a general idea. It's like if you've been in a car before, you know. You know this is the gas pedal, and this is the brake pedal, and this is the steering wheel, and this is the key, and this is the gear. That doesn't mean you know how to work it. But anyway, so I fly up a little bit, and my dad yells at me. He's like, hey, you need to get down from there. That's really dangerous. I'm like, all right. I'm like, so I drop it back down. But it was still connected to a cord, so it wasn't really that big of a deal. And I'm not talking like, because whenever you think hot air balloon, I don't know if you've ever been close enough to one to know how big they are. But this was like the basket was probably 3 feet wide, like in diameter. So like me standing in there is all that it could hold, was just me standing in there. And then, of course, the balloon itself was a lot smaller as well. So it's just this tiny little thing. And so I went to my dad leaves. And in this dream, I was a lot younger than I usually am. So I was probably about 13 or 14 as opposed to 23. So I just let it be. And I'm pretty sure this was the one where I went off to work for a little bit. And then I woke up, went back to sleep. And I came back to the same house, which this house is not my house. This house is like straight up yellow everywhere and green shrubbery everywhere. Like, imagine a two-story house, yellow, tons of windows, green shrubbery around like the whole building, and a few trees out in the yard, and then a hot air balloon in the front yard. And so then I made it to that place again, and I was like, oh man, I can't forget the hot air balloon. So I get up and I go up in it, and as I'm like probably 30-40 feet up in the air, my sister calls me down. She's like, hey, sensei. She totally calls me sensei all the time. She's just like, you need to get down from there. It's time for people to come over. So I'm like, okay, sweet. So I drop down and I get back, start talking to her. And a bunch of people come over. These are people mixed with people from my past and people from my now. Mainly because, I think it's because of the age thing, made it to where people from my past showed up in the dream. Or just randomness, who knows. And I was pretty aware at this point. Later on I lose my awareness a little bit. So, but anyways, I was pretty aware at this point. I'm really surprised that I didn't get lucid here. And I have this vague memory of a lucid, but I cannot pull up enough of it to get... But I was hoping to lay down in bed and try to pull it out, but then my wife asked me to get my daughter up since she was calling. So I got up, and, you know, like a good father, and got her up, made her some food, had her watch Elmo, got ready for work, and now I'm leaving. So, anyways, I... So then I went through this maze with them. It was a really long maze. It was pretty fun. It wasn't quite just like straight up green or straight up corn maze. Like, that's what I'm used to is corn mazes. It actually had like, I don't know if you've ever seen Labyrinth, but it actually had like a bunch of extra things everywhere. It's not really worth explaining most of it. It just had like, you'd go around this corner and there'd be a huge statue, and you'd go around another corner and all of the plants would be a different color, or like rainbow colored, or just like all sorts of color everywhere. It was really, really beautiful, but that's hard to explain, so I'm just gonna leave it at that, because I know this dream doesn't sound extremely rare, but it was. But I don't want to sit here and explain beautiful things to you. If you've been in a lucid dream, you know how beautiful things can get in there. So then after that, I made it back to the house, and I'm pretty sure that's when I woke up again. And I went back to sleep. And I was really frustrated, and I think the reason that I have lost a little bit of my memory from these is because I did not write down my tags this morning. Whenever I wake up and write out some tags, I really need to, like, it really solidifies it and makes me more, like, have a way higher chance of lucid dreaming. But that doesn't mean that I do it every time, because sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'll remember it! And then I go back to sleep and I'm like, it doesn't matter, because just every time I write down tags, it seems to increase my chance of lucid dreaming so much more. And so, write down tags in the middle of the night, it's very good for you. And, so then I woke up, or went back to sleep, I'm in my house again, and this time was super special, awesome, because nobody called me down from the hot air balloon. I don't know if you guys, I used to have those frustrating dreams that everybody always talks about, the ones where you just like, you want to do something, but dream characters stop you from doing it all the time. And I don't know if it's like, no longer worrying, or if it's just, being an adult, like, since I'm an adult now, people don't just stop me from doing stuff all the time like they used to, because that might make sense, but the problem is, we still got, like, you know, you're always under some sort of authority. After you leave your parents' authority, it's just straight up the law, so if you mess with them, you go to jail, you do not pass go, you do not collect $200, you know the rules. So that's a little thing next time you think about how terrible your parents are. At least they don't send you to jail whenever you... But some parents might. As I say this, I think that some parents might actually send you to jail if you disobey them enough. Turn you in for something small. There's so many small things that you can get in trouble for, honestly, in the law. Just most of the time they don't care to police them. Not that I'm saying it's good to do them, I'm just saying that there are tons of things that are illegal. So I don't remember exactly where I was at. I just know that I was on the dream where I finally get up in the sky. Now, I don't know if you've been on many planes. I have not. I've been on 3 planes in my life. One of them when I was a kid, there was like this airport that was just taking kids out to fly them around a little bit. And the planes were pretty small, like, they seated only like 4 people, and you could just look out the edge. It's pretty cool. The next one was when I turned 18, and I went skydiving. And then the next one was whenever I was, I guess that makes it 4 planes, because the next one was just back to, or to and from California. So the bigger the plane, the less scary it is whenever you're up in the sky. That's like my personal opinion of how it is, because it's just, you don't feel safe when you're in this tiny little box. Now, I like nightmares because I don't like the idea of feeling safe all the time, because I think that we feel way too safe all the time when we're not. So I think it's nice to have that little reality check. And every time I say reality check, if you do not reality check, you are not a real dreamer. Should be reality checking every time I say dream, and every time I say dreamer, and every time I say reality check. Any of those things need to trigger you at least a little bit. And I'm not talking about like, stop, pause the video, reality check. I'm talking about just quick reality check. And yeah, I said it a bunch. So, anyways, hot air balloon, by far the scariest. Oh yeah, I've been in hot air balloons before as well. And they are pretty scary because, I mean, I did not, like, go off into the distance. I went on, like, a ride one, which basically brings you up, like, 100 feet off the air and then drops you back down. But hot air balloon that's only 3 feet and it's a tiny little thing that's blown with the wind every which way, that's pretty scary. So this dream, I was pretty frightened, but I wasn't, like, I don't know. I'm very, very cool-headed whenever it comes to things that scare me a little bit. Like, as I said, I went skydiving as soon as I turned 18, which is the youngest you can in Kansas. And it turns out it was actually a terrible place to go skydiving at because somebody died there, like, the next year. And then also, like, the next year after that. Like, it wasn't, like, a one-time incident, and then the place shut down. But before that, no one had died, so it was very weird. Because, you know, you do all your research on a place and it turns out that it wasn't good. You thought it was. But either way. So, excitement abounds. So I took it up. I probably went, I don't know. I probably went about as high as most airplanes do, but in my hot air balloon. And so whenever I did that, it was just, like, extremely unsteady, though, and just twisting every which way. But it was really cool, like, the sight and stuff, and after a little while of just, like, looking out the edge, it was almost more like flying because I could direct it, and it just moved every which way, and I was super high up in the air. And so that's kind of my experience with that.
That was really fun, like,
And I was really aware, so it was really nice. It wasn't just like, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, then I'm in a plane. It was like being in a really, really tiny, scary hot air balloon. It was fun. Anyways, so then somehow I get back down to exactly to where I wanted to be at my house again. My still the same exact yellow house. Like, I really wish I'd gotten lucid in one of these because that would have made everything so much easier. But I did not. Dang it. These people do not have the right address listed. And so, So then I landed back down. I went and I hung out. There was, like, a dinner party at home. We chilled out and we talked. And I don't need to tell you what we talked about. That's why I'm kind of just giving you the summary of these. You guys know what dream characters are like, most of you do. And, like, especially friends that you know in real life, they're just going to talk about random things that you've heard before and a lot of the conversations you've been in before. It's a little confusing sometimes. And so I don't need to tell you, like, what we were talking about. It's not that it was not a very vivid dream. It was super vivid and super aware, all the talking. I don't want to bore you with details. Then I woke up and I went back to sleep like normal. Sorry, I've just been muttering for the last little while there. So then I get to my final dream where I was also in a hot air balloon, but now it's me and Batman, and we're chasing down some bad guys, and he's got his own little bat balloon and I've got my little balloon, and the bad guys throw up some, like, really, really bad stuff. They're like, hey, or not bad stuff, but bad things to say whenever you're in a hot air balloon, talking about how the structure of ours isn't correct and how we didn't make the things far enough apart that the heat wouldn't work and everything, and it would just break apart when we got too high. And I had already been in mine, so I knew mine was fine, and then I realized that theirs wasn't fine and that their boss had been lying to them. So they started breaking apart whenever I realized that, and they started all falling out of the sky and dying. It was crazy. So, yeah, good times. And then my wife woke me up and showed me a picture of something saying that you should name your kid Gotham so that every time you wake your husband up in the morning, you could just, like, turn to him and say, Gotham needs you. And then he would get up, because no matter how many times, it's still awesome to say that. But anyways, that's just how my night went. So theme dreams, I might talk about that later with the incubation and everything. The way that my dreams usually work is they'll revolve around something like that. Like yesterday was, there was a lot of making out, which is really strange. but today there was just a lot of hot air balloon, which is fine by me because that was actually really super fun. I mean, if the problem is something can be really super fun in a dream, but why not just fly? And I know that like flying isn't as scary because, you know, you're flying and hot air balloon, you can fall out of and stuff, but it's really hard to, I mean, unless you're setting limits and stuff on your dreams, you're not going to be scared of anything most of the time. So it's really hard to deal with that. Really hard to deal with the fact that the excitement that you can get like that in a non-lucid is kind of hard to pull off in a lucid dream. It's one thing that I've noticed that can bring quite a bit of excitement from dreams is fighting people, because I mean, you start fighting some people and you'd be amazed at how strong some dream characters are. I have some dream characters, I don't know how they got so strong. Some are faster than me at flying, and I'm not talking like a little bit fast, like I can't see them. They move that much faster than me. And it's, according to Dragon Ball Z, you can only see things that are, you know, as fast as you, or, you know, close to your fastness. But one of them, like, drew a line in the sky to show how many times they'd circled around in the single time that I've done a single line. She was a jerk. But either way, I'm hoping that I will have a nap, and if I do have a lucid during that, I will add that onto tomorrow's, because I want to get this out before my nap. I'm going to get home and switch it over real fast and put everything up. So, all right, trying to end this before 15 minutes, but I know it's time. Oh, it's 17 minutes. So, all right, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.